Thank you, Dave.
It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lully. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game, featuring Pete McLeod.
With Ed Lully and Steve Nibbs.
And welcome to the home of the Titans, Tuscarora High School. Well, we're running late here. We're just finishing the JV game. And right now, Oakdale with a three-point lead in the JV game, and they've got the ball with 20 seconds to go, so we'll keep an eye on that. And, we'll, of course, the varsity game coming up, they'll start in 20 minutes from now.
JV game in overtime, so it's been a heck of a ball game.
It's been a heck of a game. If the varsity game's anything like this, we're going to really have some thrills tonight. Just about a packed house here at the home of the Titans. Tuscarora High School, Tuscarora to take on Oakdale High School. Should be a great game. Tuscarora coming in here at 7-5, 3-3 in the league. And Oakdale 10-1 overall and 7-0 in the league. This Oakdale High School team off to a tremendous start, Steve.
Yes, indeed. Their only blemish is a loss back in December. But when you're going to play Oakdale, you got to come to play. They've got just an outstanding team with the depth you need to have. And certainly the leader of that squad is Corey Schley.
Colin Schley. Right, Colin Schley, but Corey was great too.
He graduated.
But Colin is, I tell you, right from the time he started last year as a sophomore, he has shown the ability to score in big games, score in the clutch, and do all kinds of things. We still got 19 seconds to go, and there's a timeout, so we're gonna have a wait here, folks. But the JV game right now is 56-52 in favor of Oakdale. They've led through most of the second half and into the overtime here. After trailing most of the first half, it was dominated by Tuscarora. Then Oakdale has just come back. We're talking about the JV game now, and we're just ending here with 19.4 seconds on the clock. And of course, they're calling timeouts every 3 or 4 seconds, it seems. So
yep,
this will be endless, but 19.4 now, and there's always a possibility we could go into a double overtime. But we'll stay with you here. The cheerleaders are out, and the crowd is packed in, and we should have a great varsity game coming up. But this is a great JV game, and for the parents and followers of this JV team, this is a big, big game for them. And these are the players that will be out there in the varsity in another year or two.
Indeed. So Tuscarora's got the ball now with 15 seconds left.
And that could have been a three-point play, yeah. Possibly, or a four-point play even, but he missed the basket.
Two shots
at the line here. It's 56-52, Oakdale with 12.5 seconds to go in the overtime. And Tuscarora at the line now. We don't have our rosters for the JV, so we can't tell you who these guys are, but
He gets two because they're in the double bonus situation.
It's number 34, so he's got the bonus. Two shots. You're right, yeah. Two shots. So he missed the first one. If he gets the second, it'll just be a one-possession game.
Yep.
So this is a huge free throw coming up for Tuscarora JVs here.
Probably a quick foul by them on the inbound.
Trailing 56-52. The shot is up, and he missed that one, too. Oh, my goodness.
Got the rebound, Tuscarora. Nope. Foul. Nope. Battling for the ball, and then he fouled. Yep.
We knew there was going to be a foul. 9.5 seconds left now, and Oakdale goes to the line.
He had a timeout.
Was that a timeout?
Yep.
Oh, it was a timeout. Okay. Still 9.5 seconds to go at a four-point margin.
I think it's Oakdale ball with 9.5 left.
The visiting Oakdale Bears JVs are leading by four here. We'll have the varsity game coming up, but it will be a little delayed here because of the length of this JV game. There'll be 20 minutes. That's state athletic law that there's 20 minutes between the JV and varsity game. So we will have a 20-minute wait when this one is over. And we will try to keep you entertained here. I can do tap dance if I have to. But this is without TV, it's not going to work.
Don't expect me to sing, Pete. I tell you, that'll have people turn the channel real quick.
We probably get people here that can't sing the national anthem anyway.
We'll do our best, that's for sure. But here a week ago, we were walking in with layers where it's single digits. outside, and then come in tonight at 60. Unbelievable.
Yeah. 70 degrees down in Virginia this afternoon. It was 70 for quite a while, from at least from 2 to 3, and even over 70 just to the south of the Washington area down towards Fredericksburg. I believe it was up in the low 70s. So really warm weather, and it's warm in this gym tonight. That could be a factor, the
ball.
Heat and humidity. They force a jump. Okay, they trapped Oakdale
just
over in the corner.
Just for a ball.
6.5 seconds and 4-point lead for the Oakdale JVs, but Oakdale will retain possession. No, it will be Titans ball.
Oh, yeah, they had to jump on it. It was Titans ball. They better hurry up.
Got to hope for a 4-point play here.
Or a three.
There's a three shot. Oh, it just missed. Grabbed by Oakdale. Yeah. That'll be it. Oakdale JVs win by 4, 56-52. What a game.
What an outstanding game by those two squads.
Yeah, it's they both teams giving all out and right down to the wire. And both look good. I tell you, these excellent varsity players will be coming up in a couple of years. They'll be up at the varsity, right on the varsity, Tuscarora varsity about. They'll come out onto the floor right next to us here.
Yep.
The cheerleaders
are lining up,
and we'll greet them as they come out of the locker room here, and we get the varsity game underway. First, the JVs have to leave, and I tell you, what a tremendous effort by both JV squads out there tonight. Oakdale winning 56-52. The JVs, I guess, will stay out to greet the varsity.
They get together on the line.
And a good student turnout, as there always is here at Tuscarora, just off to our right, so you'll hear them through this entire game. And it's a big meeting anytime these two teams get together. Of course, Oakdale this year is 2A and Tuscarora 3A, so they will not meet in the playoffs. They could conceivably meet in the CMC championship game, although it doesn't look like that right now, but it could change with still a good month and a half to go in the regular season.
Well, if you have the what makes that CMC championship game interesting is the fact that you have, more than likely, you'll have two different classification schools playing one another, so they don't have to worry about it as far as seeing them again. It'll be a nice tune-up for the postseason. The only thing, of course, that could come into play is but that game doesn't count for regional standing, so either way, you know, that that's a nice tune-up before the playoffs start, when you know you won't face them. During the playoffs.
It's always a great night at Hood, at the Hood College BB&T Arena, and they have the girls' game first and then the boys' game. So you got two games, a doubleheader. That's great great basketball.
Right now, if it was played today, Pete, you'd have Frederick and Middletown with the girls and TJ and Oakdale with boys.
Oh, that's a great matchup. Great matchups there. So we'll see. We still got a ways to go in this season.
Sure do.
In fact,
about 6 weeks.
We'll go over the other games going on tonight. A full slate of action, of course, Friday night high school basketball. For the boys tonight over at Frederick, Frederick is entertaining Green Street Academy. So if you're in the city, you could possibly drop in on that one, just getting underway about now. Green Street at Frederick.
And if you haven't been into their new facility.
I still haven't been in there.
You want to get over there and see that, that's for sure.
That is a great new facility over there from all that I've heard. St. John's is at the Severn School. St. John's boys having a good year after their bad year last year. Walkersville at TJ. Walkersville over Thomas Johnson High School tonight. Westminster at Linganore. And Middletown at South Carroll are the boys' games. Okay. And we see the Oakdale team now coming on the floor. We're still waiting for the Titans. They'll be coming out just behind us. But in girls' action tonight, you've got Brunswick at Fort Hill, South Carroll at Middletown. AACS is playing at St. John's. Tuscarora at Oakdale. TJ at Walkersville. And Linganore at Westminster. So some interesting games. That's for the girls coming up tonight in the county. And we'll go over that homestanding Tuscarora lineup for you, and we've seen Tuscarora before this year, and they've played well. Getting the start tonight will be Nate Monroe. He's a senior at 5'8". Good point guard, I think, Steve.
Yes, he is. He plays very well. He's one of the returners from last year's squad.
And we've also got Trumaine Strickland, who's taken over kind of the leading scorer, averaging over 16 points a game. The junior, he's 5'8", good point guard for Tuscarora.
He was the spark for them when we had the game over the holiday break against Clarksburg. And he came out the second half, and he just caught on fire. And he's an excellent ball handler. He can drive, he can dish, and he can shoot real well. And he was the spark that night, and he certainly looks like he's been doing that ever since.
And another all-around athlete for Tuscarora, Kyle Lepkowski, a big star on the football team, a senior, 6'5", a big guy, and he usually plays at forward or center for Tuscarora. For Daryl Whiten, the head coach. And Kyle takes up a lot of room. He hustles he always has from the time he first started for Tuscarora as a sophomore. And also starting tonight, getting the start will be Giovanni Lawrence, a junior at 5'9", plays out at guard, and he will be starting tonight. And also Anthony Davis, another prolific scorer, averaging close to 10 points a game. And Anthony, a junior at 6'3", and he alternates between guard and forward for Coach Daryl Whiten.
They come in at 7-5, and three of those losses were by single digits, Pete. And so that, you know, that just tells you that you're all just got, as they say, you got to be able to finish. They were right there. Well, the heartbreaker was against Clarksburg because they battled back in the second half, and then in the fourth quarter, Clarksburg made a little run, and they're tied with 0.6 seconds left on the clock. Clarksburg's got the ball under basket. Coach Whiten brings the big Christian Rogers, who's 6'8", brings in to cover the inbounds pass. They throw it over his head. A young man catches it in the middle of the lane, and in the same motion, shoots it, hits, banks off the glass, and goes in. They lose 0.6 seconds. That was a tough one to swallow for them.
That was over Christmas, and we did that on WFMB. Yes. You and Ed Lulley were doing that game. And before that, we'd done the Quince Orchard Frederick game, which Frederick won.
Yes.
On that night. It was a big night here over the Christmas break. Other players I might see, actually, you just mentioned Christian Rogers, a senior at 6'8". He'll see some action tonight. Also, we expect to see some other Shimon Jenis. Gets in there.
Shimon Jenis, he played a good number of minutes in that game we did against Clarksburg.
And so a fairly deep bench, not a great deep bench for Tuscarora, but Daryl Whiten has some. He lost a lot to graduation. Of course, Tuscarora went all the way to the region championship game against Seneca Valley last year, losing in heartbreaking fashion in the last 25 seconds. Otherwise, they would have gone to the Final Four at College Park.
And as we know, in all high school sports, you always have everything runs in cycles. And so this year is one of those where he lost quite a bit to graduation. So now we got to, you know, rebuild a little bit and get those kids that need experience, and I think you'll see a different Tuscarora team by the time playoffs come around, because those younger players who may have not got the minutes last year now have, and then will mature the rest of the season. So, and they're always right there with you. You know, no matter when you talk about them, they're always competitive.
Players still out there warming up. We're still about 12, 13 minutes away from the opening tip-off here. We had a late JV game. That's why we're not underway with the varsity yet, but the varsity will be getting underway in about 12 minutes from now. The teams are still out there warming up. They have a rule in the state of Maryland. There has to be 20 minutes separation between the end of the JV, or they have to actually, so they can give a full 20-minute warm-up to the varsity. That's why they have that. And so when the JV games go late, there's really nothing we can do.
It pushes everything until you just deal with it. We were talking about Strickland a while ago, Peter, looking at the scoring, and he's averaging 16.2, so he's in that top list. And of course, with Colin Schley, leading scorer in the county at 22.5.
I didn't realize he was that high.
I didn't know he was that high either. But and then DiLorenzo is down at 12.5 and double figures for them. Lepkowski, one of the leading rebounders in the county, he's averaging almost 7. And Curtis Smith, 6.8. So they have two young men on this Titan squad that are among the leaders in rebounding.
All right, we're coming down to about 11 minutes for game time here. We will take a break, and then we'll go over the Oakdale team for you. Go over the outstanding players on that team, which every year is just like Tuscarora. It seems to be either going on a trip to College Park for the Final Four, or they're in the regional semifinals or finals as they were last year. But we'll go over the Oakdale team for you when we come back. We'll take a break. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, Bob Dasty is our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. We're live at the home of the Titans, Tuscarora High School. Tuscarora about to do battle against Oakdale. A great matchup. Oakdale coming in here 10-1. Tuscarora 7-5 overall. Of course, Oakdale this year a 2A team. Tuscarora 3A, so they cannot meet in the playoffs, which makes these regular season games even more intense than usual as they're warming up. And we have a near-packed house here at Tuscarora on a mild night compared to what it was a week ago.
And then tomorrow it drops back down to 30, so it's possibly snow showers.
I want to welcome our sponsors, Dr. Guy Cappuccino in Mount Airy, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing no matter what the weather or how low the temperature gets, and Nimio Federal Credit Union, now serving all of Frederick County. And we're happy to be here in this great high school atmosphere at Tuscarora High School tonight. And let's look at that Oakdale Bears team coached by Terry Conley. And, of course, as you know, Steve, Terry, a great player in his own right, not only a great coach, but had such a great high school career at Thomas Johnson
indeed,
High School.
Indeed, he did. A lot of fun to watch Terry play when he was at TJ. And, of course, he played on some real fine teams, state championship teams. I remember the battles when Coach Dickler would get to Matha to come up and play, and what a game that was. And then Terry went and played very well down at Richmond. And, of course, if you follow basketball, you remember the regional NCAA tournament game. They beat Syracuse. And he has that background. And he's just brought it here when he was down at Urbana. Now he's here at Oakdale. You're going to run to a well-coached team, a well-disciplined team, and certainly they have been that way year in, year out.
They have been to the, seems like every year they've been to the Final Four. They missed it last year when they lost a heartbreaker at Seneca Valley in the regional semifinal, losing by 1 point, a game that could have easily gone either way.
Yep.
And most people that saw that game think that Oakdale actually outplayed Seneca Valley, but the breaks just didn't go their way in the last minute of play. There was a controversial possession call that probably decided that game, but Oakdale was right there, and several years ago, they, of course, made it all the way to the championship game.
Yeah, they've just got a nice squad here. They have the shooters. They've got the depth. And, they're on their way to head back and get another shot at getting down to Maryland.
And let's look at that starting lineup, a probable starting lineup for Oakdale. Drew Jesse Oreo, a 5'10 senior. He's the point guard for the team and a very good, quick little guard for sure.
Indeed he is. We watched him in that opening matchup with TJ, and he did an outstanding job bringing the ball to the floor and running the offense.
J.P. DiLorenzo will get the start tonight, a 6'3 senior. He is averaging 12.5 points a game, and he's the kind of player that I think he's gotten better this year from when we first saw him. I think he had a slight injury when we first saw this Oakdale team in early December, but he's healthy now, and he gives them another weapon.
Yes, and being a senior, that's what you expect from those guys. He and Drew both.
And then there's Colin Schley, who we've talked about before, 6'3" junior, who started last year as a sophomore. His older brother, of course, was an excellent player also. But Colin, I remember him in that Seneca Valley game last March, how well he played and some of the incredible shots that he got off against that Seneca Valley defense. Really something for a sophomore to play that well. And he was a rookie sophomore. That was his first year starting for varsity. And he had a great football season as the quarterback there.
Indeed, outstanding quarterback. He's an outstanding athlete, period, Pete. And a leader, as he's shown during the football season as the quarterback. And then this year so far with this basketball team, you know, he can make things happen. But he's also that team player as well. And that's the concept you better, you know, take care of when you play for Terry Connolly. It's about the team.
Colin Schley, he'll be getting the start tonight. Just a junior. He seems like he's been around forever, but he's still just a junior. Kevin Kendrell over here. Hi, Kevin. Kevin doesn't miss much.
Kevin's always out on weekends. He always visits, tries to get out and see a game every week. It's important. It means a lot to him to do that.
And Colin Schley averaging 22.5 points a game and 5.3 rebounds a game. Then there's Chase French, who will be starting at forward tonight for Oakdale, a 6'3" senior. And Chase is averaging 9.5 points a game and 5.2 rebounds. So there's some scoring there.
Yes.
Real scoring strength on that Oakdale team.
Indeed they do. And Chase has shown he can play his role, and that's what it's about, is knowing your role and not trying to do too much. Play to your strengths, and that's how everything comes together.
And finally, the fifth start will be Noah Polk, a 6'5" junior, averaging 5 points a game and 4 rebounds a game. Coming into his own, he didn't start at first this year, but he's worked himself into a starting position. He gives them some height out there at 6'5".
Yeah, they have some good. They have 6'5", 6'3", 6'3". That's 6'3", 6'5", 6'3". That's good. That's nice to...
And that'll help them.
As far as the rebounding, and they all can shoot as well.
And also a guy who sees a lot of action is Musa Crawford, a 6'1" junior at guard. He's averaging 5 points a game, and he'll come in off the bench. And Kevin Harris also came in off the bench, a 6'4" senior, averaging 4 rebounds a game. And you'll see some other Isaiah Thomas, Dylan Burney on that bench, coming off that bench. He can go pretty deep and doesn't lose a heck of a lot.
Terry probably goes about 8, probably 9 deep. As teams that have a good those good squads, that's what you'll find, and that certainly makes a difference.
And coming off the games, they're coming off of the last game for Oakdale was a 75-47 win over Brunswick. And the last game for Tuscarora, a tough loss to Linganore, 59-53.
Yeah, there you go. They're right there. So they're looking to be able to finish some of these and have that go in their favor.
And the high scorers for Tuscarora on Tuesday night were Anthony Davis with 24 points, Tremaine Strickland with 11 points, and Kyle Lepkowski with 8 points in that tough loss. They're introducing the Oakdale players now on the far side of the court.
Giorgio.
Now introducing your Tuscarora Titans.
DiLorenzo.
And here, now it's
Polk and French.
Time for the Titans. Right in front of us. Tremaine Strickland. Who's wearing number 2? Oh, there's number 3.
It's Shimon Jenness.
Shimon Jenness came out there,
yeah.
Huh?
So he's starting along with Strickland.
Wow. Okay,
it's Giovanni Lawrence.
There's Giovanni Lawrence.
Anthony Davis.
And Anthony Davis.
So
I guess Shimon Jenness is starting in place of Nate Monroe.
Or Lepkowski. I didn't see him. Is he out there?
Yeah, Lepkowski came out, yeah. We'll have our little shakeup on the starting lineup, but we will look at, we'll have our national anthem now coming to you from Tuscarora. That's the home of the Titans. Oh, there's noise.
Yes, indeedy.
We're going to have fun tonight. Tuscarora against Oakdale. A great matchup, boys high school basketball on WFMD tonight.
It's getting a little warm in here.
Yes, it is. We're always complaining. Either it's too cold or too warm.
Jeez, now it is. Well, certainly being outside, the temperature certainly, you know, it'll be warm, get warmed up in here real quick with these two teams.
Oakdale comes out now. We see Mr. Schley.
Looks like Polk will jump. Center.
Polk.
What they ever thought about just going ahead and have a flip of the coin or something and then get possession, start the game. They do it at the end of the half, or second half. So
yep.
That's just a thought out, throw it out there. I mean,
a lot of people don't want to go back to the jump on any contested possessions.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, because
this will stay around. It's been a tradition, I know, but just thinking about maybe they would like to, if there's any discussion with that.
Shimon Jenis out there starting for Tuscarora tonight. Also getting the start, Giovanni Lawrence. As we start out here, it'll be Oakdale going from our right to our left. And Tuscarora going from left to right, controlling that tip. And Lawrence, Giovanni Lawrence, right away gets it to Lepowski. He's holding, he's a high post outside that three-point arc. Ball loose, picked up by Oakdale as they messed up the pass there, trying to get it in close, and Colin Schley comes right out of there with it, gets it over to Jezioro. Jezioro on the right side, bringing it over, being guarded closely, coming out.
Nice pass
high
inside.
Post. There's Trench to Polk to Schley. Oh, Schley misses a three-point shot. Rebound
stolen.
Is grabbed in there, but lost.
Strickland
at
over
the same
to Shimon Jenis. Strickland put his hand in there, and now he has it.
That's a good play by Tuscarora, getting that ball back. And Tuscarora on the attack now with Tremaine Strickland averaging 16.5 points a game. It goes over to Shimon Jenis. Passing that ball quickly over to Davis, Anthony Davis. Tuscarora with the ball. Shot clock showing 10 seconds and the ball is loose.
Yep.
And it goes over to Oakdale. We're still scoreless with 7 minutes even left in the first quarter.
Good defense by Oakdale to force that turnover.
And Jezioro will put that in play at midcourt for the Oakdale Bears. Trying to get loose is Schley. Oh, over there guarding him closely is Jenis, and Jenis knocks it away. Good play by Jenis.
By Shimon Jenis.
That got Coach Daryl Whiten up off the bench to applaud his player. It'll still be Oakdale ball, though. And they fire that ball to Schley. Schley at the top of the key, driving right down the lane, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound Oakdale.
And he walked.
He traveled. And the ball, that was Chase French, got the rebound and traveled with it.
Yeah, well, he got up real high and came down awkwardly and has lost his balance.
Giovanni Lawrence will put the ball in play to Jenis. It's Lawrence and Jenis as the guards, bringing that ball up, right-handed dribble for Giovanni Lawrence.
Both teams playing man-to-man.
It is a man-to-man defense to start out. Lepkowski towards the basket, in the paint, puts up the 10-footer, won't go. Rebound Oakdale.
It's like
Oakdale coming on the rush here. Jezioro with it now.
Nice
bounce pass
feed
underneath. Oh, a beautiful feed to Polk. Oh, what a nice basket and a nice pass.
Down in the middle of the lane. That was an outstanding pass there by
Noah Polk.
Yes, indeed. That's how it's done.
Working that ball outside now. Working hard is Anthony Davis for Tuscarora. Gets it over on the side now. Driving to the basket, and it goes out of bounds.
Now they call it a block.
You're right.
On Oakdale.
You're right. It's on Oakdale.
I think it was on Polk, but I'm not sure. Or French. Might have been French. Nope.
Not sure. They're putting 44 up, but he isn't even out there.
There's no 44 out there.
I don't know what that's all about.
34, yes.
Maybe French. Must have just hit the wrong button there.
Now the
first foul on French. One team foul on Oakdale. 6:07 to go in the first quarter. No, and I guess Terry Conley wants an explanation about it. 2-0 in favor of Oakdale.
The officials are talking something over with the scores table.
Yeah, they got the wrong number up for one thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, but something with the time. And or shot clock. One of the two. They're fixing it. There we go. Fix the time. The clock.
And they get that ball in to Giovanni Lawrence. He's at the top of the key. Lawrence looking up under the man-to-man defense of Oakdale. Moves it over to the right side. They get deep into the right corner now. There's just so many people here. We're blocked out from some of the
kids in our way down there.
Yeah, standing up, and there's just an overflow crowd here at Tuscarora tonight. Good for high school basketball, that's for sure. Anthony Davis works that ball again into the corner. Driving towards the basket, putting up a reverse layup up and in by Strickland. Trumaine Strickland
uses his quickness and speed to get down that lane and then in the alley-oop scoop.
2-2. We're tied at 2 in Oakdale with the ball now as they work that ball around the perimeter on the man-to-man defense of Tuscarora. With it is Polk. He scored the first basket for Oakdale. Driving and throwing the ball out of bounds because of tough Tuscarora defense. They got in Jesse Oro's face.
Well, Shimon Jennis came over and ended up being a trap on DiGiorgio, and he was looking to pass down and forced a bad pass.
All right, bringing that ball up is Giovanni Lawrence for Tuscarora. He holds the ball outside. Still looks underneath. 5:08 to go first quarter. We're tied at 2. Lawrence, very deliberate attacks by both teams so far. Driving is Jennis. Jennis has the ball partially blocked, and Oakdale has it. With it is Jezioro. Jezioro passing up. Shot from the outside. The three-point shot won't go. Rebound. Put up. No good.
Foul.
There's a foul underneath.
That's the battle in there was Chase French. He was working real hard on that missed shot. And rebound put back, but got fouled. I don't know who to foresee. Hopefully Anthony Davis on the foul. That'll be his first.
That would be his first. You're right. Shot is up and no good. Free throw is missed. Polk at the line for number 2. He's got the first basket. Now he's got his second free throw. He missed the first. Shot is up and good. He gets that second.
Good tight ball game with both teams playing excellent defense, Pete.
All right, on the attack is Tuscarora, holding that ball outside. Trumaine Strickland. Strickland trying to get loose. Good defense by Oakdale as they move that ball over into the corner now, trying to work
Davis.
It in. Jump shot up, and no good by Davis.
Ooh.
Rebound by Lepkowski gets the offensive boards. As a three-point shot by Strickland won't go. Rebound Lepkowski. He gets in, puts up the short teardrop. It's good by Lepkowski.
Great hustle by Kyle to get that rebound. Fouled up the shot that was missed and hit it off the glass.
4-3, 1-point lead now for the Tuscarora Titans. Oh, a nice move in close by Chase French, and he lays it in on a beautiful inside move by French.
That's drop step and pivot, and then he went using the strength.
Tuscarora with the ball now, 5-4. Oakdale by 1, 3:53 to go. First quarter with the ball is Jennis. Jennis into Davis. Davis shot partially blocked, and Oakdale comes away with it with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Jezioro bringing that ball up over the timeline. He'll be picked up on defense by Anthony Davis. Passing the ball to Chase French. French looking around. French is guarded over there by Davis. French has nowhere to go. Finally gets it to Jezioro. Look at that shot clock now. At 14 seconds. Down to 13-12. Good defense by Tuscarora. Jezioro trying to find somebody to put that shot up. And they finally do. It's up by Polk and won't go. Over the top of the backboard. Good defense by the Titans.
Colin Schley is taking a seat. Don't see him on the floor, so.
Yeah, gee, what's going on?
Got French, Polk, Zorro. Now Musa Crawford is in.
Musa Crawford, he uses
there
the
he
first
is.
Man
back
off
in
the bench.
Now. Schley's back in now.
Oh, Schley is back, okay. Top of the key, it goes over to Jennis. Driving along the baseline, the pass out now. Putting the shot up. And it's off the backboard and in by Giovanni Lawrence.
Had a little help from the glass.
That's a 3, I think.
Yes, I thought it was too.
3-point shot by Lawrence. It's 7-5 in favor of Tuscarora. Giovanni Lawrence hosting it up. There's Jezioro with the 15-footer. That won't go. Rebound by Oakdale. Shot put up by Polk. That won't go. Rebound again. It's up. And let's see, that's not going to count. The whistle had blown. Schley had
done. On Strickland, a little push.
I thought Noah Polk had that shot, but it just went in and out.
French goes out.
Foul.
Twyman in.
Foul on the floor. Two team fouls now on Tuscarora, one on Oakdale. Jezioro pointing out directions now, firing over deep in the corner. As Oakdale works the ball around the perimeter. Starting out with that new shot clock. Jezioro now at the top of the key. Again,
barking out of office. Yep.
As the Oakdale works that ball around. Shot by Polk is good.
Top of the key right there at a high post. Nice and turnaround Polk. Jumper.
5 points already for Polk. Now we're tied at 7 with 2:15 to go. First quarter, Oakdale, Tuscarora. With that ball is Strickland. He drives to the basket. Scoop shot up around and in by Strickland.
Wow.
Trumaine Strickland with 4 points. 9-7, Tuscarora. Schley. Schley gets that ball up to Polk again. The shot that time is no good. And the ball bouncing around loose. Shot from the side by Schley is good. College Schley. And we're tied at 9 as they go back and forth. Jenis with the ball now. Jenis with a stop. Almost goes to a stop and pop. Trumaine Strickland from way outside. That won't go. Rebound, Jezioro. Jezioro on the run. Almost had the ball taken from his hand, but he maintains possession. Polk. Polk in traffic. Polk gets to Dennis. Quincy Dennis with it now. Dennis going to drive towards the basket, and he traveled.
It's Raquez Twyman. It's on the floor for them. 21.
21's Dennis. Yeah. I think it's Quincy Dennis.
Quincy Dennis, sorry.
9-9 tie now with 1:17 to go in the first quarter. A very close game. Both teams play very tough defense.
Giovanni Lawrence gets a breather.
Nate Monroe back in the game for Tusker. Actually, the first time he's been in the game.
Nate's in for Giovanni.
5'8 senior. And bringing that ball up for the Tuscarora Titans is Strickland. Strickland that fires it over to Monroe. Monroe on the right side. Nate Monroe. Again, now it looks like they've gone to a zone defense.
Yep.
And do they cause a turnover? No, it's going to be a foul, I think.
There's a timeout. He has something on his wrist. Got to get it.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Can't be wearing that.
You are right. And Jenis comes back into the game now.
Yeah, they got Oakdale's in a zone here with Colin Schley at the top of that zone.
Strickland comes out. He'll get the ball here to start the offense for the Titans. Lepkowski, he'll be along the baseline. They fire it over to Nate Monroe, way on the left side, outside the arc. He fires it way on the other side to Jenis. Or Strickland, I should say. Strickland now to Lepkowski along the baseline. Lepkowski
nice
underneath to Monroe, who lays it in.
Monroe stuck in there nicely.
Oh, what a beautiful move by Monroe without the ball. And here comes Oakdale, trailing now 11-9. The drive.
Oh, nicely done there.
By Dennis. Was that Squitzy? Crawford just came in.
Yeah,
that's Musa Crawford.
Nice layup there by Musa Crawford.
11-11. We thought Crawford would come in early.
2 second difference on the shot clock.
We're winding down to 20 seconds now with the score tied at 11. And, of course, Tuscarora will work for that last shot if they can. They get the ball deep into the corner.
Monroe. Whoop.
There's a foul, I think, is in the traffic there with 12.3 seconds to go. Blocking foul on Oakdale.
That was on Tesorio. His first.
And that's two team fouls on the Bears. 12.3 seconds.
Jack Kelly in now for Tuscarora.
So Kelly in for the last few seconds here on defense. 12.3 seconds. Tuscarora has the ball. We're tied at 11 with 12.3 left in the first quarter.
DiLorenzo back in, and Schley takes a seat.
Ball comes out to Kelly.
Up, off.
Jack Kelly had just come in the game. And Tuscarora, the ball was knocked out by Oakdale. So Tuscarora put it in play. Strickland will put it in play. Gets
seven
it to
seconds.
Jenis. With 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shot at the buzzer. It's good. A 3-point shot by Nate Monroe.
No, that was Strickland.
Was that Strickland?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a shot at the buzzer.
Step back three.
A 14-11 lead, Tuscarora over Oakdale at the end of one quarter. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Bob Dacey is our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at the home of the Titans, Tuscarora High School. And right now, the Titans are leading 14-11.
Outstanding 3-point shot there with less than a second to go for Trumaine Strickland. He is certainly doing the job that we had seen him do earlier. He is taking the lead out there and knows how to dish the ball, and then obviously knows how to shoot the ball.
He certainly does, and he's got 7 points already. For Tuscarora, 7 of their 14 points scored by Tremaine Strickland.
I think it's going to be Oakdale's ball. Start the second quarter.
Mark Walcott, the athletic director for Tuscarora, busy man tonight.
Yep.
You know what that's like, Steve.
Yes, sir.
You did it for years at TJ.
Better him than me.
Well, Mark, he's a young man. He can handle this.
Mark does a good job, real good job over here.
It's 14-11 as we start the second quarter. Tuscarora with a 3-point lead, but it's been a very, very close game. Good defense by both teams.
Yes, yeah. I mean, they've certainly, Shimon Jennis doing an excellent job on Colin Slee. He's only had one basket there in the first quarter.
Tuscarora, or Oakdale, with the ball now, attacking from our right to our left. They're in the Tuscarora zone. Working that ball around the outside with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Oh, a steal by Tuscarora, but Tremaine Strickland committed the foul and getting it.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah, I
thought he had the steal.
Yeah, it looked like that, but the officials are closer than we are. And that'll be a foul on Strickland. And 3 team fouls now on Tuscarora. And Colin Schley will put the ball in play for the Bears.
Giovanni Lawrence in. Tuscarora.
Schley under his own basket. Colin Schley gets it quickly to French. Out to Jezioro.
Jezioro. Nice pass.
Oh, and a beautiful pass to Polk for a two-handed dunk.
Wow. Nicely. That was quick, too. Excellent pass.
I'll tell you, Noah gets up there.
Yes, he does.
14-13. We're within. Oakdale within one. With it is Strickland. Oh, nice screen set for him by Davis, but somehow Jezioro steals the ball, driving down his flea and lays it in.
Excellent defense by DiGiorgio, and then that nice lead pass to Colin Schley for the bucket.
15-14, 1-point lead now for Oakdale as they come roaring back with the first 4 points of the second quarter. 7:05 to go. Driving to the basket is Jennis, and he puts it in. Shimon Jennis.
He saw that lane and took off. There he went.
Very intelligent. Uh-oh. Oh, Schley doing the same thing with reverse layup. Won't go. Rebound is taken by Jennis.
Here they come.
Shimon Jennis to the basket. Up and too hard off the glass. And the rebound by Oakdale. Here comes Jezioro back for Oakdale. 16-15. Furious action here. Jump shot put up by DiLorenzo. It's no good. Rebound fought for. There's a foul in the rebounding action. It's going to go against Oakdale.
Yep.
16-15, Tuscarora by one on the great move by Shimon Jennis.
I'm not sure. It was on Polk, I think.
Rakiz Twyman coming into the game now for the Titans. So he'll throw the ball in to Giovanni Lawrence. Lawrence comes up, gives it to Jennis on the left side. What a great move by Jennis a moment ago. And Jennis going towards the basket. Can't get in there against that zone defense. There's the jumper by Strickland. That won't go. And the rebound taken down by Oakdale. I think that's Noah Polk again.
Yep,
boy, he's got a slew of rebounds. Over to Jezioro now. Jezioro on the left side. Trying to set a screen for him is French. Can't do it. Gets away. Jezioro now over to Schley. Deep in the corner it goes to French. French along the baseline. And maybe a foul.
Foul.
Yeah, you're right.
He hooked him, Pete.
You're right, yep. And we saw it, too.
Yep, he hooked him.
And a foul on.
You're going to do that, or what? Not right in front of the official.
4 team fouls now on the Bears. And that was the first foul of the night on French.
And he'll have a seat, and I think Crawford's in for Oakdale.
That gets Terry Conley up off his chair.
He's
surveying the situation.
And he'll be in his official's ear, that's for sure.
All right, with the ball now is Tremaine Strickland. As he gives it over to Davis, Anthony Davis. Firing across court now, it goes over to Giovanni Lawrence. With the ball is Davis. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Oakdale steals the ball. Schley drives in, and he lays it in. Colin Schley stealing the ball and laying it in.
Show you what a player he is. He knows how to protect that ball and keeps his body between him and the defense player, and he just took it and went all the way to the bucket.
What talent. Colin Schley, 17-16 Oakdale, now 1-point lead, 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Jennis with the ball. Jennis driving along the baseline. Jennis works that ball outside. There's the 15-foot jumper. Won't go. A foul underneath.
I think we're going the other way.
Yep. You're right.
That's on Lawrence.
Giovanni Lawrence picking up the foul. And that's going to be four team fouls on the Titans.
Yep, four on Titans and four on the Bears so far. Still a well-played game.
5:13 left in the first half. 17-16 Oakdale, and Oakdale has the ball. Bringing it up is Jezioro. Hear the Tuscarora cheerleaders.
Jack Kelly in for Tuscarora.
He just came into the game, you're right, to lend some defense here. It looks like it's now kind of a zone defense they've gone to. Long shot by Polk, won't go, and the rebound is taken down by...
That was 21. Davis, wasn't it?
That's Twyman. Twyman just came into the game.
Shot.
Shot is good. It's a three-point shot put up by Strickland again. And it's 19-17, Tuscarora. What a game. Jezioro driving to the basket, puts it up, no good, but drew the foul.
Boy, I tell you what, the quickness by these guards for Oakdale and Tuscarora, just something else. They see that slight opening down the lane, and they're off. They're gone.
That's a good description of it right there. 19-17, two-point lead. Jezioro at the line for two. He can tie the game. And Drew misses the first. Jezioro, a 5'10" senior, second year starting for the Bears.
Twyman out, and Lepkowski back in for Tuscarora.
He's a big guy.
Boy, he is a big boy.
See him up close like this.
Yes, he's all 6'5", that's for sure.
He takes up a lot of room under there. Jezioro's second shot good by Drew Jezioro. And it's 19-18. Oakdale within one. Tuscarora, one-point lead on the ball. Lepkowski talking to Giovanni Lawrence as they come up. And the ball goes over to Jenis.
Kelly.
To Kelly
down
driving.
The lane.
And he drives and puts it in off the glass.
Nice. They set up the screens on that right side, and Jack Kelly took it down the lane, and nice left-handed layup off the glass.
21-18, three-point lead for the Titans. 4:14 to go. Screen set by Schley. And it goes out to Crawford, and Crawford turns it over.
There's that trap again.
Yep.
And that forced a turnover. That's two turnovers now when they've gotten that trap. Strickland, Jenis go ahead and trap it. Both coming out like that and got called for the travel.
All right, it'll be Tuscarora ball, and putting the ball in play will be Kelly. Jack Kelly gets it into Jenis for Tuscarora. 21-18, the Titans with a three-point lead. 4:06 to go in the first half in a great game here at the home of the Titans tonight. Kelly with the ball. Now he falls down. A scramble for the ball. People on the floor.
They wanted to walk, but they didn't get it. Got the timeout
timeout called by Oakdale.
Timeout by Tuscarora.
Darryl Whiten? Okay.
Yeah, because his kid was in trouble.
21-18.
And Oakdale wanted to travel, but they didn't get it.
And there's some real loud coaching going on over there by Tuscarora. They did not like what they saw in that possession.
Nope.
Oakdale with some very, very tough defense. Terry Conley coach team for sure. 21-18, 3:57 to go in the first half. Oakdale coming in here 10-1, and Tuscarora 7-5. But as Steve has pointed out, several of those losses were down to the last few seconds.
Yep.
They've been in almost every game they've played. They're a real strong 7-5.
That's very deceiving, that record. It could very easily be 9-3.
I see Jack Kelly's going to stay out there for Tuscarora. Lepkowski is out there. Jenis.
10-2.
Strickland and Shimon Jenis will be out there. Ball comes in now to Lawrence. Giovanni Lawrence bringing the ball up. Now they switch to a man-to-man. Jack Kelly with it. Kelly gets it deep in the corner. Comes back out to Jenis. Jenis over to Strickland. 3:45. Strickland, deadly outside shooter with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles it off his foot. He ties up.
Timeout Oakdale.
Did they get a timeout in time?
They said jump ball. Wow.
And I think it's going to be Oakdale ball anyway. I don't know. Let's see.
No, it's Tuscarora.
You're right. Tuscarora. So Oakdale would get the next tie-up. But right now it is Tuscarora with the ball. Under their own basket.
Better hurry.
Yeah, the five-second rule.
Yep, five-second.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you're right. You're right, Steve. The 5 seconds, it's up, and the ball goes over to Oakdale. Another
great
careless
defense.
Turnover by Tuscarora, and Darryl Whiten beside himself. As he's letting out, he said, I think he's yelling at Lepkowski. Should have come out there and helped out. He didn't.
Yeah.
I guess that was what it was.
Both coaches doing what good coaches do. They're always in that official's ear, whoever's on that side.
Jezioro with it now. 21-18 Tuscarora, but Oakdale with the ball.
There's that trap again.
And then they force another turnover, and Jenis comes up with a loose ball. And Jenis will come the other way for the Titans now. Jenis going to try to drive and loses control of the ball. It's taken away by Oakdale, and here comes Colin Schley. Look out from the three-point shot. It won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Strickland. Trumaine Strickland. Strickland, coast to coast. Looks like he will. He passes off to Jenis. Jenis with a three. Yes!
Lawrence. Giovanni in it.
Oh, Lawrence. That's Giovanni Lawrence. Yeah. Oh, man. What a shot.
Nice shot there.
24-18 as Jezioro brings that ball back up with 2:50 to go in the half. 24-18, a six-point lead for Tuscarora, their biggest of the game. Jezioro driving towards the basket. Gets the ball off. Passing it off. And with it now is Polk. Polk cross-court pass goes over to Crawford. Musa Crawford loses the ball, has his pocket picked by Lawrence. Giovanni Lawrence has the ball knocked out of his hand, and Oakdale somehow comes up with it.
Nice job by Crawford on that rebound.
They get right back, and here comes Jezioro driving to the basket, puts it up. It's in, and he gets fouled.
Boy, he did an outstanding job to stay in the air and get that foul and get the ball, take the foul and get the ball up over Lepowski, and the ball rolls in.
And it's a chance for an old-fashioned three-pointer here by Jezioro if he can finish it off. 16 fouls now on Tuscarora.
Kevin Harrison for Oakdale right now. Crawford,
shot is up by Jezioro. Won't go. And the rebound nicely taken with good position that time by Jenis. Beautiful play. Oh. They get it up to Kelly. Oh, he missed the easy layup. Gets his own rebound. Can't put it in. Oh, he missed two easy ones there.
Wow.
And Jezioro has it now 24-20 Tuscarora, but Oakdale with the ball. Oakdale with a couple of chances here to put some distance between themselves and Oakdale, and they haven't been able to do it. Instead, it's a four-point game again. And Oakdale on the attack. Pass to Colin Schley in traffic. Puts up a wild shot, but off the chest of Lepkowski, but it touches the foot, I believe.
Harris.
Of Harris.
Yep. Kelly out.
Kevin Harris is in there for Oakdale and went off his foot.
Anthony Davis back in for Tuscarora.
24-20. Still a four-point lead by Tuscarora.
Okay, a little pressure in the backcourt here.
A trap, getting up to Lepkowski.
Nice.
Out underneath, putting up the bunny. Oh, he missed the bunny. And it goes over to Oakdale.
That's two in a row now.
Oh, my goodness, Anthony Davis. All he had to do was lay it in. He couldn't do it. Jezioro driving to the basket, puts it up, and it won't go. Rebound put up and in. A beautiful follow by Schley. Colin Schley. And he has 8 points.
Another nice pass to Davis.
Underneath, putting it up, and in this time by Anthony Davis. He didn't miss this time.
Nope.
26-22. Four-point lead by Tuscarora with the ball now. And a beautiful move as DiLorenzo underneath got loose, puts it up, and in a DiLorenzo.
Nice.
Oh, what a move.
There. Battling hard.
What a move by DiLorenzo. 26-24, the lead down to two. Back is Strickland. He can't finish it off. Rebound is taken by Oakdale. On the fly. DiLorenzo. The 10-footer is missed. He tries to get his own rebound. Lepkowski gets away.
Oh, he tried
goes
to get
through
it off his legs. Didn't work.
Somehow it went through his legs. It's stolen away by Strickland. Frantic action here. Jenis puts it up. No good. And the rebound by Oakdale again.
DiLorenzo coming down.
26-24. Two-point lead. Tuscarora, a foul at midcourt.
On Jenis.
Oh, my goodness. What action. 26-24. Tuscarora with 31.4 seconds. The crowd is being treated to an excellent game tonight, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, Pete.
And they are on their feet on the side here. The students from Tuscarora have not sat down in this entire game.
Jenis gets a chance to catch a breather here. Monroe in for Simon Dennis. DiLorenzo at the line.
J.P. DiLorenzo, 6'3" senior for Oakdale.
That was Tuscarora, 7th, so we got 1-1.
Shot is up, and he misses the 1-1, and the rebound is taken away.
Shot clock off. We got 26 seconds.
All right. probably working for the last shot here,
is
Giovanni Lawrence. He has the ball, right-handed dribble outside on the one man-to-man defense now by Oakdale, being put on Tuscarora. 26-24, the Titans lead by two. They'd like to add to that. With the ball now is Davis, Anthony Davis. Davis gives it up, goes over to Strickland. Tremaine Strickland drives to the basket, hits the bottom of the backboard with 3 seconds left to Oakdale's ball. Jezioro has it, throwing at the buzzer. Oh, he made it! He made it! Oh, I can't believe it! Jezioro!
With his left hand, even.
He was just over midcourt.
Just a step over, and he threw it up with his left hand.
Oh, my goodness!
All met. Now
what are they saying?
Is it good or not?
27-26. They're going to see if it was good by Jezioro. That would have made it 27-26.
They had a 27-26.
Jezioro waves by. He's going to go. He's not going to wait.
I guess it is good.
It must be good because they're walking off the court.
Wow.
And the score at halftime in a frantic game here. The best in high school basketball tonight here at the home of the Titans. Right now it is Oakdale 27 and Tuscarora 26 at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball from Frederick County on WFMD.
Frederick's News Radio.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs. We are back at the home of the Titans, Tuscarora High School. 6:18 to go here in the half. 27, or the halftime, 27-26, Oakdale by one. We have Kevin Kendro, the supervisor of athletics for Frederick County and the school athletics. And you're maybe taking a busman's holiday here, they used to say. This is a great high school basketball game.
It is a great high school basketball game. Look at my schedule each week and try to find the best one. And this is one of the best ones. We have, many tonight, but anytime Tuscarora and Oakdale face off in boys basketball, it's going to be a great game.
And there's so many good teams in the league, both boys and girls this year, it's like an embarrassment of wealth here, I guess. I don't know.
Steve, Coach Nibbs and I were just talking about that, trying to figure out who will be in the CMC championship this year. As you just mentioned, the parity in basketball, both on the girls and the boys side, is probably the best it's ever been. And so it's exciting, game in and game out, within CPS and the CMC, we're seeing competitive games.
The CMC game is always so much fun because it's at Hood College, the college atmosphere at BB&T Arena, and sometimes you have teams that haven't really played each other much during the regular season because it's just the two divisions. Who would be now, did you say, if
it were to end today, obviously a lot can change. It would be on the boys' side, it would be Oakdale versus TJ.
Yeah.
And on the girls' side, it would be Middletown versus Frederick.
Wow, Middletown.
But again, there's still a lot of basketball to be played.
And the one thing about that, Kev, we were talking earlier, is now with that CMC championship game and having those two divisions and being in different regions and classifications, you don't have to worry about it meaning anything towards the region playoffs, and you won't see them again. So it's kind of a great tune-up before you jump into the playoffs.
Oh, it's the feedback that we've gotten from the past 2 years, and especially with what Steve just said, now that the two division winners are playing each other, it's almost like an extra, the best practice you could put together before playoffs begin.
That's true. That's
so you're
point.
Playing in a bigger arena.
Yeah.
You're playing in a neutral environment that you could potentially play if you made it to the States. You're not going to see the team for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So it's a great tune-up.
Yeah. Talking about the new rule changes, we were, I got to, unfortunately, and it dawned on me partway through the game about the 35-point rule. That took effect the other night, which I completely forgot about, and the boys' shot clock. Any comments coming your way about either of those?
I haven't heard much about the mercy rule, but the 35-second shot clock on the boys, again, it's one of those things where I shake my head, how the heck has that never happened before?
I asked that question when I came here. Yeah.
But it's funny because we voted on it and it passed unanimously.
Well, I could imagine.
So I made sure I was on record when they said someone to second it, and I was the first person to put my hand up because I wanted my name on record. But that's been positive feedback. And then also, if you notice, we have a three-person
next
so that helps. I got to thank my supervisors, my directors, the Board of Education for recognizing that student athletes. student-athlete safety and game management is very important, and so that's why we have it.
It's made a huge difference, Kev. I mean, there's no question about it. And you've worked on getting officials, an extra official for other sports, and
actually started, we expanded last spring with boys and girls varsity lacrosse. We went to a three-person crew for those sports, and again, feedback, what I saw when I was out of games was positive, so we're proud of that.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for coming over here.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Kevin Kedros, Supervisor of Athletics for Frederick County, the Frederick County Schools. Thanks to Kevin. And we will take a break and come back with a tip-off here in the second half. Right now, the score is Oakdale 27 and Tuscarora 26. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
I want to thank Bob Dacey, our producer tonight at the WFMD studios. I'm Pete McLeod with Steve Nibbs. We're live on WFMD as we start the second half. Oakdale, Tuscarora. Oakdale has the ball going left to right. And the score, Oakdale 27 and Tuscarora 26. What a game.
Both teams have got their original starting five on the floor.
Jezioro running the show for Oakdale, looking for a screen. Passes off in the corner. Now they get it up to Polk at the top of the key, working that ball around to the right side. And fans right in our way again.
Yep, but there goes Schley to the bucket.
Schley, and in and out. I think he might have got fouled on the way in.
He did.
So he will get two shots at the line. Colin Schley with the score 27-26. He can lengthen that Oakdale lead.
That was on Jenis. That's Shimon's second.
Schley had 8 points in the first half, and he's now starting on. He's averaging 22.5 points a game in this season so far. The shot is up, and it is good. And he's the kind of guy that he's kind of athlete that can do anything. I think he can play any sport that he wants to play.
I think so. It wouldn't take him long to adapt to that sport and do it well.
And he makes both. So it's 29-26. Oakdale now by three. And here come the Titans. Giovanni Lawrence gets it over to Jenis. Jenis was practicing three-point shots. Don't know if that meant anything. Give it to Lepkowski. Looks like he drives to the basket. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound taken down by Schley with a one-handed rebound.
Oakdale's come out in a zone, Pete. Kind of took Tuscarora off guard there for a second.
And they move it to Jezioro. Jezioro drives to the basket.
No
puts
good.
It off the glass. Got the shot off, but no good. He gets the rebound up and no good.
Ooh.
And somebody was bumped down there.
I think Davis would be Davis on the foul.
I think Anthony got that one.
That may be his second.
Let's see. Yeah, I think you're right. You are right. And it is going to be a non-shooting foul.
Yep.
I thought he was going to get the two shots, but it'll be a non-shooting
40.
Foul. It's out to Jezioro, knocked out of bounds by the leap of Strickland.
He's all over the floor, Jermaine Strickland.
Yeah, long arms, and he got his arm in the way of the passing that time and knocked it out. But Jezioro will put it in play now for the Bears. Gets it into Schley. Schley, with a nice pass. The ball loose now. Ball is taken by Tuscarora.
Strickland.
Coming back is Strickland. He drives and puts it up
too hard
off the glass. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Chase French. And French gets it over on the right side to Jezioro. They fire it up to Schley. Deep in the corner is Polk. He misses the three, and the rebound is taken down by Giovanni Lawrence. And Lawrence comes back for Tuscarora. Pulls that ball on the right corner. Gets it outside the arc right over by the right elbow. Firing the ball now out to Strickland. Now it goes to Jenis. Jenis has his pocket picked by Jezioro. Jezioro on the drive. Yeah. Lepkowski knocks out of his hand, but Oakdale somehow keeps possession and misses an easy shot. And the rebound taken down by Strickland. Trumaine Strickland. Bounce pass into Davis, and he misses the layup.
That was blocked by Schley.
And Chase French gets the rebound and loses it out of bounds, but it was touched by Tuscarora. So Oakdale with a three-point lead still has the ball.
Davis did an outstanding job defensively at the other end to block the shot and came down and got his shot blocked.
End-to-end action here. That's the way it's been right from the start when these two teams get together.
These fellas get off the floor for sure.
Now let's see. With an official timeout.
What we got here?
Something's wrong. There's an official timeout. Both teams going back to their benches, and we're not sure what it is. But they have both teams back at their benches. And they're talking to Terry Conley now. The score, 29-26.
One official's going over to coach to Mark Walcott. It may be about the students or the slipperiness stuff on the floor.
Well, the students are on the floor because they're blocking our view. That's how I know. 29-26, three-point lead for Oakdale.
Maybe some things are being thrown.
Yeah, in the official for Mark, they're getting Mark Walcott out there to clean it up. I'll tell you, the athletic director has to do everything, does he?
Yeah, he's trying to. Got to have stuff. Got to keep it dry and safe.
Tell me, do you get extra money when you do that?
Part
of the job.
Always did.
All part of the job.
That's right. You got to do what you got to do.
Still 29-26 here. 6:13 to go in the third quarter. Oakdale has come back to take the lead. After right of the, they get that 3-point shot by Jezioro from midcourt at the end of the first half. This is the kind of game it's been. And now they've added to that, so they lead 29-26 with 6:13 to go in the third quarter. We had a furious JV game, went into overtime, and won by Oakdale 56-52. But that set the stage for this thing. I tell you, it's
now Mr. Mark's given talking to his students. You keep it in your pocket, put it in the trash. Don't throw it on the floor.
Yeah, that's. A player will slip on that and really get hurt.
Yes, indeed.
That's the trouble with that.
And he might be moving him back off the floor up to the into the second.
Good. We'll be able to see the whole court now.
Yeah.
What a concept.
They won't be able to stand down there where they were.
What a concept. But there's nothing like high school basketball on Friday night. The kids are all in a good mood. And they got the weekend ahead. In fact, an extra holiday with Martin Luther
long
King
weekend.
Day on Monday. 29-26, but a huge crowd here. The fans, Kevin Kendrow and the fans know what a good game this was going to be.
That's right.
Kevin said in our halftime interview, he goes over the schedule and tries to pick out what the best game will be, and this is where he ended up tonight.
And if you have really two excellent contests going on, he'll go to one and stay for half and go to the other half. He's always out and about.
He likes sports. He was a great baseball player himself when he was in.
I was coaching TJ when he was a student there, so this gives my age away too as well, Pete.
Well, I'm not even going to get into mine, so
we
won't even go there.
We're awful close, I know that.
Jezioro will put the ball in play from the side. Throwing
nice
it in
pass.
Underneath to Schley. Oh, he missed the fallaway jumper. And the rebound by Oakdale somehow.
DiLorenzo.
Oh, he missed the shot, too. Open shot.
Rebound,
finally goes
Oakdale.
Into French. I think it was French.
And got fouled.
Oh, my goodness. What a nice rebound. And got the foul. You're right. Or is that Polk? I'm sorry, that's Polk.
Oh, it's Polk?
It's Polk.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
Polk.
Is it Noah Polk.
Noah Polk. He gets the basket, and he will go to try to finish off the three-point play.
And Coach White went and put the big boy back in, help out underneath.
And Crawford in there now for Oakdale. Shot is good by Polk.
So we're going to come out here in the second half, and it's been a 5-0 run by Oakdale. Tuscora has yet to score here with 5:50 left in this third quarter.
32-26. With the ball is Jenis. Jenis gets it over on the right side. Now to Lawrence. He gets it into Davis. Davis triple teamed. Still controls the ball, but throws it right into the hands of Polk. And Polk gets it to Jezioro. They fire it up to Schley. Schley driving baseline and he blocked, but he got fouled. He drew the foul. Driving towards the defensive pressure and drew the foul. He'll get two shots at the line, Colin Schley. And the score, 32-26 Oakdale. They've stretched it out to a 6-point lead now.
That foul was on Lepkowski. That's his second.
So Lepkowski has got to be a little bit careful for Tuscarora. That's four team fouls now on Tuscarora. None on Oakdale yet.
Schley got the first one.
So Schley makes it 33-26 and makes the second one, too. And he just doesn't. He's got four free throws in a row now. 34-26 in favor of Oakdale.
Tuscarora needs to get a bucket here, get themselves back on track.
Trying to set a screen here is Lawrence. Can't really do it because they switch off. Crawford, though, gets beaten on the drive to the lane.
Blocked.
Pass goes over to Davis, and somehow I think Chase French got his hand up there to block it.
He sure did.
And Jezioro comes back for the Bears. Jezioro at the top of the key going down the lane. Fires the ball over to Crawford. Musa Crawford with it now for Oakdale to Schley. Schley at the top of the key with 19 seconds on the shot clock. He'll drive to the basket. Schley puts it up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Anthony Davis.
The big guy was there.
And Davis comes down the other end and loses the ball, and it's Oakdale ball. It's like Tuscarora doesn't know what to do when they get the ball under the basket.
Boy, that was trying to do too much too quick and mishandled the ball and went out of bounds.
And he knew it. He didn't even argue with the official. Just handed him the basketball.
Indeed. Jack Kelly back in the game now for Tuscarora.
And with it is Jezioro. The quarterback of this Oakdale team with 4:44 left third quarter, 34-26 Oakdale. Shot for a three-point shot from Crawford.
Oh,
and he nails
my.
It! Musa Crawford.
We've gone to 11-point lead here, Pete. 11-0 run start the second half.
What a game breaker here for Oakdale. The biggest lead of the game right now.
They've almost gone 4 minutes without a bucket.
Lawrence working it over to Lawrence has it now. Driving the basket is Jennis.
Walked.
Yes, he did. You're right. You caught it. You should be out there refereeing here, Steve.
Yeah, I did it years ago. Thank you. That's enough.
30. I actually refereed myself 7th and 8th grade. That was too much for me. It's a tough job. I'd never really criticize an official after I had to do it.
Absolutely.
I tell you, that is a tough job in basketball. Bring it up is Jezioro.
Monroe in now for Tuscarora for Strickland.
Jezioro driving to the basket, gets the ball on the outside, coming in for the teardrop, and it sticks between the basket and the backboard. And so, this was that must have been Noah Polk, the tallest guy out there that got that ball loose.
Looks like Tremaine's back in, and
let's see.
Didn't see who sat out.
See, Chase French.
Monroe.
Chase French staying in for Oakdale.
Yeah.
Crawford still in. Schley. DiLorenzo's also in there.
Yep.
And here comes Tuscarora. It's Jennis.
French and Polk. DiLorenzo,
Lawrence.
Crawford and Schley.
To Strickland. Strickland on the outside. Strickland top of the key. Strickland driving down the lane. And he has his pocket picked by Jezioro. Jezioro comes the other way.
Pass.
Oh, a beautiful pass by Jezioro.
No,
they will say no. He traveled before. Oh, what a beautiful pass.
I think he had bobbled the ball while he was trying to get to go to the bucket, and that's why he was called for the travel.
Yeah. You're right.
Nice play, though, that time.
DiLorenzo was the recipient of the pass and finished it off, but the travel wipes it out. It's still 37-26 in favor of Oakdale. And with the ball is Tuscarora. Jennis has it over the left side. Top of the key, it goes to Anthony Davis. Davis twirling around, trying to find somebody to throw to. Gets it over to Jennis. Good defense, man-to-man here by Oakdale. Excellent defense.
Tuscarora still hasn't scored here in the third quarter. Stripped
and
again.
Lepkowski tries to drive to the basket. They take it right out of his hands. Crawford goes the other way, and good defensive play on the backside by Jennis.
Yeah.
Jennis knocks it out of his hand.
He knocked it out of Crawford's hand, and Crawford went off his leg, so it's coming back the other way.
It'll be Tuscarora ball, trailing by 11, 37-26, 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Furious action from the start here, as you might expect. Strickland on the outside with Jezioro in his face. Gets the ball up top now to Lawrence. Giovanni Lawrence with it. Gets it over to Lepkowski. Lepkowski drives to the basket off the backboard. Oh, it went around the rim and out. Rebound is knocked out. It'll be Oakdale ball.
Boy, they just can't. That must be a lid on that bucket. Tuscarora is really struggling here. And with 2:58, Pete, they have not scored in this third quarter.
Can you imagine that? 2:58 to go, and they have still not scored. They were trailing 27-26 at the half. Now trail 37-26.
Monroe back in the ballgame for Tuscarora.
Jezioro has it. Jezioro guarded by Monroe as he tries to bring it up. Gets it back now at the left point. And gets it over to Chase French. French with a two-handed pass to DiLorenzo. Nice passing by Oakdale. Over the top. Foul, I think, on Lepkowski.
That's on Jennis.
Oh, Jennis.
Yeah, we're trying to get it into Schley. That may be his third.
Shimon Jennis.
That's his third. We'll get somebody in there quick.
2:40 left. Third quarter, 37-26 Oakdale. Oakdale will have the ball.
Greeno. Adrian. In there for...
Yep, Dadrian Greeno.
In there for Lawrence.
5'8 junior. Shot no good. Rebound put up by Schley.
And
in. Colin Schley. Oh, my goodness. He has 14 points. He's on his way.
Timeout by Coach Whiten. He's
mad at the official.
Yeah.
He might be mad at his team, too.
He's not real happy with his players.
He had some criticism of the team in the recent loss to Linganore, saying he thought they quit at the end of the fourth quarter there, but... As Linganore pulled it out.
Now you've gone a 13-0 run here for Oakdale to start the second half. Good timeout by Coach. He's, five and a half minutes without a bucket or at a point. Without a point. And they've had the ball stolen about four times. And not the way this team can play, that's for sure.
39-26 is our score. A 13-point lead for the Bears of Oakdale. After only leading by one at the half and trailing through most of the first half. And bringing that ball up now is Greeno.
Oh, got a foul on Slee. Reach-in foul there.
And that's, I think, his first.
Maybe a second.
Yeah, you may be right.
Let's see. I'll wait for the scoreboard. No, you're right, Pete. He's first.
Okay, and they got five team fouls now on Tuscarora. That's the first on Oakdale in this,
yep,
in this half. They get it inside.
Greeno.
Shot from Greeno. Oh, he got a three-point shot.
Right from the corner. That'll help get them the spark going maybe here for Tuscarora. Now it's down to a 10-point lead.
All right, that play goes fast. Crawford drives to the basket and got fouled. I think he'll get two at the line. Musa Crawford.
He said he got him at the body. Wow.
Oh.
Lepkowski got all ball.
Oh man.
That's his third.
Is that his third?
Yep.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, that's three on him.
Slee in the corner. No good.
Rebound is taken down by Oakdale. Jezioro somehow got up among the big boys and got it.
Crawford.
Oak gives it up. Crawford. Oh, in and out. No, the rebound again is taken by Slee. Got way up there. Gets it to Jezioro at the top of the key. Jezioro stumbles as he tries to run. Loses control of the ball. It's on the floor. Lepkowski gets it. Lepkowski gets it to Monroe. Monroe coast to coast. Oh, a great
off
defensive play.
No, it went off his knee.
It was off his knee, but I think Polk.
Yeah, Polk got a hand there, but it went off his knee.
Oh, Polk was chasing him up there and... At least that might have caused that ball to go off his knee by distracting him.
That could have been a nice spark for them to get that bucket after the three.
To cut into that lead. Lead is still 10. Jezioro brings it back now for Oakdale. The Bears up with 1:42 to go in the third quarter. It goes over to Slee. French driving to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound up and in.
DiLorenzo.
DiLorenzo in the right spot. J.P. DiLorenzo with 4 points now tonight. 41-29, a 12-point lead. Ball comes back over to Jenis. And the ball knocked out of the hand of Lepkowski. He wanted a foul. He won't get it, and Oakdale has the ball. I think that was Polk that got his hand in there. Noah Polk is playing outstanding defensive basketball for Oakdale.
Uh-oh,
and they throw the ball away.
Yeah.
A terrible pass.
And Noah knows that was a bad pass on his part. He was trying to go to Slee, cutting to down the left side, and it was just too high.
41-29, 12-point lead now for Oakdale, but Tuscarora has the ball. Trying to come back here, cut into that lead. To Anthony Davis, double team.
Oh, nice.
And he somehow makes the basket over a double team and gets fouled.
Boy, he forced that ball up there and used his strength to do that. That was a nice job.
Two defenders in his face, and somehow he got that ball in.
Anthony Davis, excellent job there, showing it at that power he has. And went up and put it in.
That's real strength. That is real strength.
You got a chance to make a three-point play and make
Slee. Slee has two now.
Yep, make it a single-digit lead.
41-31. At the line is Davis, and he nails it. Anthony Davis with
50 seconds left to beat
play.
The third quarter.
41-32 in favor of Oakdale. Jezioro slowing things down a little bit. He's guarded by Strickland. Gets it deep in the corner now. Gets it back up to Jezioro at the left point. Firing it.
Stolen.
It's Greeno. Greeno jumps up and gets that steal. Greeno,
a nice pass
to Anthony Davis.
Oh,
he missed the bunny. He missed the bunny. And bringing the ball up is Jezioro. Anthony Davis shaking his head. Jezioro underneath. The ball loose. And it'll be taken now. Coming down is Jenis. And he lays it in with a one-handed dunk.
That'll get him fired up.
Simone Jenis with a one-handed jam. And it's 41-34.
One shot here for Oakdale.
Oh, the Tuscarora crowd comes to life.
Indeed. That'll get you juiced up for sure.
Slee, way outside. Oh, off the inner part of the iron. Bounces away.
And the
quarter is over.
Wow.
What a comeback by the Titans. Our score here is Oakdale 41, Tuscarora 34. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
County Basketball, Maryland Terrapins Basketball, all on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Pete McLeod, Steve Dibbs, we are live at the home of the Titans. And right now we're watching cheerleaders from Oakdale with their floor exercises. And they made an announcement to keep the place clean. And Mark Walcott, the athletic director here at Tuscarora, he has been working overtime tonight, I'll tell you. He can't sit down or do anything, but he keeps a good humor about him. And he's joking with the students, but he wants them to stop throwing things on the floor, on the court.
That was quite a... That dunk always gets people fired up. So that maybe now Tuscarora take that momentum. They've Went from a 12-point lead down to 7, so they went on that 5-0 run to get to that spot. So we'll see what happens here in the fourth quarter.
Jezioro to Schley. Back to Jezioro to Schley. Schley with the three. No. And the rebound, though, Oakdale.
That was DiLorenzo on the rebound.
Jezioro. DiLorenzo always in the right spot, it seems. Oakdale with the ball now comes out to Schley. Thought about another three. 7:38 left in the game. Jezioro working that ball inside. Polk. Turn around. Jump. Oh, yes, by right. Polk. Noah Polk having a big game.
Stolen by Schley. And fouled by
Colin
Jenis. Schley. That's going to be four on him.
And Oakdale quickly coming out of the timeout between quarters to seize a 9-point lead again. The lead had been down to 6 or 7, I guess it was.
And they called the foul on Greeno.
43-34.
That's Greeno's first. It was not on Jenis.
All right, 17 fouls, so we go to the 1-on-1 situation anyway, but two shots on this one, and Schley has 5 free throws in a row.
Jack Kelly in for Greeno. Greeno did a nice job, hit that 3 to play some good defense while he was in.
Yeah, he came out and gave him a spark. Second shot up and good again by Schley, who has 6 free throws in a row.
Now we're up to back to 11.
All right, bringing that ball up on the jog. I guess he's just jogging.
Strickland.
Tuscarora. Top of the key, it goes to Strickland. Tremaine Strickland averaging 16.5 points a game. Over it goes to Jenis. Back to Strickland for the three. Oh, he got it. He got it.
Wow, rattled that one in.
13 points for Strickland. It's 45-37. The lead all of a sudden down to 8. Jezioro with it now with 7 minutes left in the game.
Tuscarora definitely has to limit Oakdale just to the one shot.
Oh, Jezioro throws it away. Coming the other way quickly is Jenis to Lepkowski, who lays it up and in on the run. Lepkowski from Jenis. Here comes Oakdale right back. Shot is up, no good.
Wow.
They want to travel, but they're going to get a foul instead.
Yeah. They cut it to 6.
The crowd wanted the travel. J.P. DiLorenzo at the line.
Anthony Davis called for the foul. That's his third.
Okay, he's got to be careful now.
Yep.
45-39, the lead down to 6, but at the line for 2 shots, J.P. DiLorenzo. No, it's the 1-on-1, I'm sorry.
Yep.
And he misses that 1-on-1, and the rebound grab by Lepkowski. Big rebound by Lepkowski. The lead down to 6, and Tuscarora has the ball. Down by 6 points.
Kelly
in trouble. Kelly bounces it back out to Strickland, right through the legs of Jezioro, who had his back to him. Strickland with it now. Top of the key, it goes to Jenis. Over to Kelly. Kelly with a bounce pass to Lepkowski, and he throws it away. Lepkowski just couldn't get there in time. Lepkowski throwing his hands up, shaking his head. Frustration. 45-39, 6-point lead for Oakdale, and they have the ball back.
Kelly had the right idea, and he thought Lepkowski was going to be down further toward the baseline. He was backing up, going the other way, and the ball went out of bounds.
It would have been a perfect pass if Lepkowski had been able to keep going.
Lepkowski had the screen set. I mean, he had his body there, so he could really got an easy bucket.
Crawford with the ball over to Jezioro. Deep in the corner, it goes back up to Jezioro. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Baseline drive by DiLorenzo. Gets it back out to Jezioro. Jezioro throwing that ball away.
Okay.
Jenis takes it out of the air. Jenis comes back for Tuscarora to Kelly. Kelly putting
it up.
He walked. Kelly walked. It is his attempt to get to the basket. He walked, turns it over, and the ball back to Oakdale with a 6-point lead.
That gives coaches ulcers. A breakaway and you walk.
Coach, that was right in front of Coach Darrell Whiten, too. Jezioro now getting full court pressure, but a nice screen set for him by French. Chase French setting the screen to try to get Jezioro loose. Schley in the corner. Schley, a baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Lepkowski, who's been a tiger on the boards. An outlet pass goes quickly to Strickland. Up to Jenis. He puts it in again. Shimon Jenis, the lead down to 4.
That's what Tuscarora has to do when they limit Oakdale to that one shot. Then they get out and get going. In previous possessions, Oakdale was getting a second and even a third shot, and you're really making it tough for yourself when you have to keep playing defense down that end, and eventually they get a bucket. That time, good rebound, outlet pass, here we go.
All right. 45-41 our score. 5:19 left in the game. The lead down to four. At halftime, Oakdale was up by one. Right now they're up by four. In the middle there, they were up by 11 at one point. A couple points they were up by 11. But Tuscarora hung tough.
I think 12 has been the most. It wasn't for very long.
Yeah, I
That's
think so,
been
yeah.
the highest.
But the Titans have hung in there, and now they've got that lead down to four with 5:19 left in the game.
That is, as we were talking earlier, Pete, that lets you, that really comes to play. That three-pointer can really make a difference for you. You nail a couple of them, and that's what they did. And here they are within four.
It just, that 11-point lead just seemed to vanish in an instant there. And they're all crowded around the coach, Darryl White, and each team has made their share of mistakes, but in a furious game like this, that's going to happen.
Uncharacteristically, DiGiorio, two bad passes in a row down there that went stolen, balls that were stolen and went Tuscarora's way. He's usually better with the ball than that.
Yeah, Crawford in there now for Oakdale. He stays in there. They don't lose much with him. He's the sixth man off that bench.
He's already banged home with three tonight.
Jezioro being guarded by Strickland gets it in the corner to Crawford. Moves a Crawford with it. Crawford comes across. He works that ball out underneath. It goes to Schley, and he lays it in. He moves well without the ball, doesn't he?
Yes, indeed. They had the screen set up. That offense is run. They run that very, very well.
He can get open. 47-41. 6-point lead now for Oakdale. And with that ball is Giovanni Lawrence. Good defense here by Oakdale. A good zone defense. They fire over the zone. It won't go. And the rebound taken now by Colin Schley, who has his pocket pick.
And foul.
The ball up. No good, but there's a foul on the play. The shot was up by Strickland. Could have been a 3-point play, but Strickland.
Like Strickland's hurt. Schley's hurt. He may have turned his ankle, Pete.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, let's hope it's a cramp.
I don't think so. It may be, but it's his right leg.
Yeah. Oh,
he's,
man. Lose him with 4:41 to go in the game. And
he
the score, 47-41. Schley says, I want to stay in. Let's see what Terry Connolly does. And he says, okay.
He's going to have him sit. You stop the game, you got to go.
That's right.
Sit down.
Yeah. Schley got to sit down. They'll take a look at him over the bench. But he might have been a cramp. Let's hope.
Or a quick turn of the ankle.
But you don't want to see a frontline player like that taken out, no matter who you're for. You want to beat the best.
He's okay. He's back up there. Coach said, look, just take it easy, son. Sit down. Take it easy. We'll get you back in the
game. Well, he's the kind of player like Terry Connolly was, from all I've heard.
Yeah, that's the mentality. I know what that is. I'm the same way, Pete.
At the line now for two shots, Trumaine Strickland. Shot is up, and it is good by Strickland.
So we got a 5-point lead.
14 points for Strickland. He's almost at his average now, 47-42. He can make it a 4-point game by making this free throw. Shot is up, and it is good again by Strickland.
Little backcourt pressure here by Tuscarora.
Jezioro to French.
See if they can get him in the corner to get a trap.
Back to Jezioro to Polk. Polk.
Nice pass.
Oh, Polk dishes off, but they missed the layup. The rebound by Crawford. That won't go. They fight for the rebound. It's still loose.
Jenis
now picked up by Jenis. Jenis goes coast to coast, puts it up, and
no good.
He missed the layup. And the rebound by Crawford. Musa Crawford got back to get the rebound. Jezioro has it now. 4:15 left of the game. 47-43 Oakdale. They have the ball.
Well, I know Coach White, when he watches this, is really going to be...
Jezioro puts it off the glass and in. Jezioro. Drew Jezioro with the drive to the basket and scores.
Up high over Klepowski and off the glass.
49-43. What a big basket that was by Jezioro.
Yeah, the Tuscarora's had
driving is Jenis. Jenis gets it out to Lawrence. Giovanni Lawrence now to Strickland. Strickland over on the right side. Strickland looks like he wants to put the shot up. Has his pocket picked on a beautiful steal by Polk. Noah Polk again for Oakdale. How many big plays has that guy made?
He's had one heck of a game, all-around game tonight.
Jezioro with it now. Brings the ball up to Crawford. Crawford gets that ball up to Polk. Polk fires it over to Jezioro in the corner. They're playing without Schley. Jezioro drives to the basket, knocked down, no call. Still 49-43 in the steal in the lane by French. Chase French with a beautiful steal, and Jezioro now up in the corner. Jezioro up in the corner. Oakdale with the ball in a 6-point lead. 3:05 left in the game. With it is Jezioro.
Desiaro over to Polk. Polk holds that ball high over his head. Gets the ball to French. Chase French is fouled by, oh my, is that Anthony Davis?
Yeah, that's his fourth, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Davis has four.
No, those fouls, you just go, you shake your head. Why?
Yeah, and it'll be a one-and-one situation for Chase French.
Yeah, I know it's they fought hard to get back, but Tuscarora also missed at least six layups.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, and Schley is back in the game, so he's apparently okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
And French makes the free throw, so it is now 50-43, a 7-point lead for Oakdale. 2:53 left in the game. Chase French with his second free throw. Shot is up, and it is no good. And the rebound fought for and taken away by Tuscarora. Here comes Giovanni Lawrence. He drives and puts it up.
Oh.
No good. He misses the layup, and the rebound is taken down by Chase French. French, following the play, gets the big rebound and gets it to Jezioro. Oakdale.
Hoping for a foul. Didn't get it.
Oakdale with a 6-point lead in the ball with 2:36 left in the game now. Chase French over to Polk. Noah Polk to Chase French. The ball knocked out of his hand and taken away by Strickland, and he gets fouled in the backcourt.
Got Schley for the foul.
I think you're right.
That'd be, I think, three on.
Yes, you're right. It would be three if it is.
Yep.
Zetius, it is. They just put it up there, so that's three on Schley. And Tuscarora, that's four team fouls in Oakdale, so they have a couple more to give before the bonus.
Tuscarora needs Strickland or...
That's Lawrence. Oh, Lawrence on the ball. Bad pass. Knocked out of his hand by French, Chase French, and he has it.
Crawford.
Gets the ball up to Crawford. Crawford goes right to the basket, puts it up. No good. He got a clear shot and still missed.
Schley.
The rebound is put up by Schley and in.
There you go from a...
Wow, they could have cut the lead down. Now it is a 9-point lead. What a turn of events there. Chase French with a beautiful steal up the other end, or a steal he caused by putting his hand over the shoulder of the Tuscarora player, not committing the foul and knocking the ball away. What a play by Chase French.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a tough night for the Tuscarora. Should have had, this game should be right there, maybe tied, Pete.
Yeah.
If they could have made those layups or not taken, turned the ball over or down as they went out and lost the ball out of bounds.
Greeno looks like he's back in the game.
Yeah.
Daryl Whiten wants his players to come over and talk to him during the timeout here.
They clean the floor.
They will
fall down. It's with them perspiring. You got to get that, mop it up, get it dry.
Well, there's 2 minutes even left in the game. 52-43 Oakdale. After that steal caused by Chase French, a great defensive play, turning the ball over, and Oakdale capitalized to make it 52-43.
So Tuscarora here will need some stops down at the defensive end, and maybe and pop a few threes here, get themselves in range.
Greeno brings it up, gets it to Lepkowski. Lepkowski on the lane, throws a bad shot, and the rebound taken down by Oakdale.
Great box out by Polk that time.
He does everything. He's doing everything in this game. Crawford, high post set by Polk on the outside. Now he
French.
Just dribbles the ball. It's French. French gets the ball to Schley.
Yeah, they're going to run the clock all as far down as they can.
You're right. 16:15 on the shot clock now as they get it over to Jezioro deep in the left corner. Jezioro comes out using a screen by Schley. Jezioro puts the 10-foot jumper up and misses it.
Uh-oh.
Rebound, though, taken underneath by Polk. Now there's a whistle.
They call it on Polk. But I tell you what, that those kids in there, 6'5", 6'3", 6'3", they have really been battling and getting rebounds in there tonight. And over the shorter Titans.
Greeno brings it up now with 1:18 left in the game. 52-43 Oakdale. With the ball is Strickland. Strickland guarded closely. Put over on the right side. Gets it over. They just can't get loose. Now a 3-point shot from way downtown. Doesn't even make the basket by Strickland. Lepkowski gets the rebound, though. And let's see. Will there be another official timeout? They're pointing to the top of the backboard. I don't know.
They're pointing to the shot clock, so I don't
know. Oh, okay. That must be it.
I don't know if the shot clock's... There we go, because it didn't hit the rim. So it should
be set. You're actually right. He didn't. Strickland put up a wild shot from way, way, way downtown, and it didn't make the basket. You're right, it didn't hit that rim, so that wouldn't have negated the shot clock.
So we got 20 seconds left.
They get it to Lepkowski.
Kelly.
To Kelly. Kelly with a three. No, it won't go. And the rebound taken down by Oakdale.
Well, they really box out well, Pete, on defense to get those rebounds.
Fundamentals. That's Chase French again with the rebound to Jesse Oro with 49 seconds. Oakdale with a 9-point lead. And 46 seconds to go. Pass to Jesse Oro underneath. They missed the layup. They missed the bunny underneath. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Tuscarora ball. Oakdale could have wrapped it up there.
That was Chase French. He's kicking himself for that one.
Sometimes you're just too open and you can't take advantage of it. 40.1 seconds left. Here comes Tuscarora. They're still alive. With nine, down by nine, though, they'll need a near miracle. Driving is Strickland, and he blows the layup out of control. Rebound taken down by Polk. Who else? Polk gives it to Jesse Oro. Deep in the corner it goes. Colin Schley with it. Schley brings the ball back out with 23 seconds. And I think Oakdale's going to win. 52-43. Jesse Oro to Schley. Schley, just such an outstanding athlete, keeps that ball, and he'll just run out the clock, and this thing is over.
Yep.
And Oakdale has defeated Tuscarora at their home of the Titans. And the students don't have much to say here because their home team has lost. The final score, Oakdale 52 and Tuscarora 43. We will take a break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD. Steve Nibbs, we are back at the home of the Titans.
Thank you.
At Tuscarora High School, where Oakdale has defeated Tuscarora tonight 52-43. Noah Polk, you did everything out there tonight. A complete game, 12 points, but that doesn't even begin to speak to what you did out there with the defense, knocking loose balls away and getting rebounds.
Outstanding game, Noah.
Thank you.
What was it like out there? Furious action.
I don't know. I just try to play as hard as I can and, just try and find everybody and just float through the offense and whatever.
Well, you see it.
But that's surely what Coach Conley preaches, I'm
sure.
Yeah.
Especially defense. Yeah. Defense, yes.
That's a big thing for him, and certainly paid off there, especially for that whole third quarter. You guys, how they didn't score till less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys play great defense. You did it. I mean, you were all over the floor. You had an outstanding game tonight. But like you say, you're not worried about all that. All you do is worry about play hard and get the W.
Yep. Yep, that's right.
How does the team feel now with a you're off to 11-1? What are they, 11-1?
Yes,
11-1. 11-1 start, not bad.
Yeah.
But it's a tough area. You got tough teams, no nights off, right?
Right.
This game's always a tough one, I'm sure, with these guys.
Oh, yeah, our rival, yeah, of course.
You had the students, but they were quiet at the end. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, good game. Thanks a lot. We'll let you
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you very
much. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Noah Polk with a great game, all-around game. He certainly earned his money tonight.
Sure did. Great all-around game by Noah, just at both ends of the floor, passing, rebounding, blocking out. You can tell they've been that's the way you do it. And he, I don't know how many rebounds he had. I wish we had kept that because I'm sure he had his share.
And, I think he was in double figures. I think he had the double-double because he had 12 points, of course, and I'm sure he had at least 10 rebounds. Furious action. He was right in the middle of most of the key plays of the game, really.
Yeah, indeed. For Tuscarora, there they were within striking distance. They came out second half and were flat and couldn't score. And it went from a 1-point lead to a 12-point lead. And then all of a sudden they hit a couple threes and got the crowd back into it. And they fought back and crawled back within four and just couldn't get
back in there.
Close. I mean,
How many open layups did Tuscarora miss?
They missed quite a few tonight. At least three or four of them were where they were going. They got too excited and then
Daryl Whiten's not going to be able to go to sleep tonight. He's going to see these missed layups.
Well, that's true. I mean, Coach Whiten will, that's something that it can be fixed, but it just drives you nuts as a coach when you have not all of them were easy layups, but you had to open layup to go to the bucket, and even ones underneath they couldn't put back in. I mean, it just didn't work out tonight, and you can see that. The Titans have the squad to compete. I mean, they did tonight. They had that, unfortunately, that third quarter hole they dug was just a little too much to get come out of.
Tremendous start for the third quarter. Go with the scoring for you. Drew DeJazorio had 8 points, 4 points for J.P. DiLorenzo, 20 points for Colin Schley. It's all unofficial, of course. 3 points for Chase French, 12 points for Noah Polk, and 5 points for Musa Crawford. And on the Tuscarora side, Nate Monroe with 2 points, 6 points for Shimon Jenis. He had the dunk of the night, though.
Yeah.
15 points for Tremaine Strickland, 3 points for Dadrian Greeno, 2 points for Kyle Lepkowski, 6 points for Giovanni Lawrence, 2 points for Jack Kelly, and 5 points for Anthony Davis, who had four personals there at the end. At halftime, it was 27-26 Oakdale. At the end of the third quarter, it was 41-34 Oakdale. And at one time, they had an 11-point lead there. And then they hung on in the fourth quarter. Tuscarora missed countless layups, but that's basketball.
That is basketball. And, you know, and you give credit to Oakdale and the defense they played. Just when it seemed Tuscarora was going to get on that run, they, you know, get a defensive play, turnover, steal, something, next thing, you know, it went from 4 to 8, you know, just like that. It's just good teams are able to do that in keeping their composure. Even though the team is fired up and going and has some momentum, they still are able to get in there and play and get themselves back and get it going the other way.
And remember, we'll be on the air Wednesday night from Middletown as TJ, Thomas Johnson boys, visit Middletown Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, 6:50 airtime. And then next Friday night, we have a great girls' game, Frederick at Linganore. That'll be at 7 o'clock also on WFMD next Wednesday and Friday night of the next week. Great high school basketball. Want to thank Bob Dacey, our producer tonight. And for Steve Nibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. A good evening to you from the home of the Titans, Tuscarora High School.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams.
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy. Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing.
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend, featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.